Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Thailand Inner Circle. JC has a YouTube channel helping the guys escape America and move to Thailand. He has a consulting business and one-on-one coaching. Plus he has a Telegram group full of guys that can also help. He also teaches you to get into women's inner circles in Thailand if you know what I mean. But only regular women, because he won't trap you with any ladyboys. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Support him by subscribing to his channel and consider his coaching services. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, California fast food restaurants have cut 10,000 jobs since the government passed the $20 minimum wage. Now the customers come in and have to work on the screens to order their own food, and pay higher prices as a result. Eventually, all the workers are going to be replaced by robots and AI, and then the real minimum wage will be $0. This is intentional. Pricing out the labor force is the next step to universal basic income. Moving on, apparently if it weren't for women, all men would live like this till the end of time. I've known and dated women that lived like this too. But if this is a place that a man lives, it's false. It would have a rack of weights instead of just one, and more boomsticks and a laptop. I know it's probably too much to ask, but the monk that lives here would definitely want two pillows as well. It's also missing a good boy and car keys. Number 3, here's what the next generation looks like. Two tongues and two mouths. One on the side of his mouth. This must be absolutely horrible to eat and drink with. But I bet that thing makes life easier for his dentist. I also wonder if he uses a bathtub plug when he's eating and sleeping, so he doesn't get drool and food all over himself. But seriously, so much for covering your mouth when you yawn. Up next, Uganda discovered gold deposits worth $12 trillion in 2022. In 2023, they exported 10 times more gold than they did in 2022. Sounds like Uganda needs America to come in and save them from terrorism by importing democracy. This is why Bitcoin is superior to gold. You can't just double the Bitcoin supply like Uganda just did when they dig up all those deposits. You can't just randomly find 20 million more Bitcoin lying around. Number 5, which would you choose? The short and curvy or the tall and thick? How about neither? Fred chose both, and that's why he always splits up the gang in the cartoon. Even Scoob can't dogpill them when there's a Chad named Fred around. Most blue pill simps these days would be happy to have either of them. Moving on, feminist therapists don't actually help men and boys improve their mental health. They just sit there and listen to men vent about their problems, but never provide any solutions for them. But to be fair, neither do male therapists because they're afraid of losing their licenses if they do so. Men don't need therapy. All they need are friends to talk to. Women need friend-zone simps, but if they can't find one, then they have to pay for a therapist to use as their emotional tampon instead. Number 7, an Airbnb host sent a guest's wife footage of him with another woman after he left a bad review. Did he complain about the hidden cameras, though? I hate those when I'm paying for privacy. He should complain to the cops and get that person arrested. Also file a lawsuit. This is his house now. But seriously, it's probably just a door cam as a safety precaution. In the end, though, that Airbnb host will actually have done him a favor. The host could have just told the guest to remove the review or he would release the footage, but he didn't. Up next in Italy, dozens of feminist groups demand the removal of this awareness campaign, featuring a male domestic assault victim, and the ad asks, does violence always have the same sex? Women's secret is out for all to see, and I hear that 70% of all partner violence is instigated by women first. But they want to make it appear as though they're the only victims of it. The blatant war against men and boys continues. Number 9, this woman was stuck with a $3,000 bill after her blind date refused to pay for the 23 family members that she brought along. She must have thought he was a super simp, and she could easily shame him into paying that bill. But this is a blind date and not a rehearsal dinner, and she posted it on social media to make herself out to be the victim, and that so some simp would probably come to her rescue. But this story probably never happened, and she made it up so that people would just send her money. Moving on, Amaranth asked the question, would you rather have her or a Bugatti? Peyton goes total savage on her and says it's pretty much guaranteed that the Bugatti has had fewer guys in it. Not to mention that the Bugatti also has lower maintenance costs. The Bugatti also can't take half your stuff in a divorce or pit your children against you. Definitely the Bugatti. fewer guys and less mileage. Plus, with the Bugatti, you get an endless supply of women that are more attractive than her. Number 11, here's the new president of Mexico. Adios, muchachos. Because she doesn't even have the Mexican flag in the setup. Her family was literal members of the Mexican Communist Party. Looks like Mexico is the next woke domino to fall. I'm sorry to say this, but it looks like Mexico has fallen. The only reason she got elected was probably because her security was good enough to keep the cartels away from her. But I hope the cartels take care of this problem soon enough. Here's a guy wondering if his crush is thinking about him. Nope, she's getting some sexercise with somebody else. This guy's a moron. If your crush was thinking about you, she wouldn't be your crush. She would be your girlfriend. You might be in her DMs as a friend zone simp, but he's actually in her at this very moment. Number 13, it's like they live with the cat and fatso. This could also literally be the story for Shallow Hal. But if she ever falls, lucky for her, she's so big that her head won't even hit the ground. But good luck getting her up without a forklift. Moving on, the resemblance between Amy Schumer and Miss Piggy is uncanny. But we shouldn't disrespect Miss Piggy like that. Because I'll tell you this much. I bet the Miss Piggy doesn't steal jokes and is actually funny. When I first saw Amy, I thought, now there's an ugly-looking Cabbage Patch Kid. If I had to choose, I'd bang Miss Piggy before Schumer any day of the week. Most men would also prefer the Muppets. Number 15, Lucasfilm says that the Acolyte isn't ruining Star Wars, and that you are, the fans. This is women gaslighting men and passing the blame onto us. So cancel your Disney subscriptions and stop buying merchandise except the original stuff. Disney is basically saying, I've altered the canon. Pray that I do not alter it any further. It's a good thing we keep a sense of humor surrounding this until we use AI to fix the stories and make our own. And then we decide what canon is and what isn't. Up next, we have a glamorous Atlanta prosecutor jailed for stealing $15 million of COVID funds to buy diamond rings and a Rolls Royce. Why are the corrupt mayors and female judges female KFC people? When you put these ladies in charge, you risk becoming a fourth world country. You can't trust women with male taxpayer money regardless of their color. The female mayors around here were white and a few of them were thrown out of office for corruption and theft. Number 17, is this the thought process that goes through the mind of an obese woman, thinking she'll become more attractive as she becomes a man? If she chooses to do that, then she realizes that life is worse as a fat, short man and that the patriarchy is just a myth. At least if she's fat, she can easily detransition with a wig and makeup and no one will ever know. With a wig, of course, because you know that the hairline always goes into retreat on HRT. Moving on, record immigration has failed to raise living standards in Britain. Gee, who would have thought that would have happened when you import that third world? If you point this out, then you'll be called a racist. In other news, record levels of smearing feces on the walls has failed to make houses clean. It's the same energy. None of us probably had any idea that mass migration ruined that country until The Economist said so. Thank God for the economists. Number 19, meet the new male recruits in Ukraine. The male GI geriatrics have to fight while the Ukrainian young women haven't been drafted yet. I guess that's what passes off for equality these days. I feel bad for all these old men dying for Biden and his defense contractor profits. I guess it's true that the West will fight Russia down to the last Ukrainian. I guess they didn't learn from Mr. Mustache. Up next, this evil teaching assistant that abused a 10-year-old boy is jailed for 8 years. That boy wasn't lucky, as she forced her jowls down on a schwing-schwing. Imagine having this thing as your first experience. Well, at least you definitely won't forget it. In English law, that isn't considered law because the feminists changed the act in 2003 to not call it grape. Now you know why. So they can get away with stuff like this. She'll probably be out in only a few years. Number 21, this guy's girlfriend went out with the male coworker and took a nap in the car with them for 2 hours by the beach. It's bothering him so much, and he's wondering if he's overreacting. Yes, they were napping inside of each other. This guy's relationship was washed out with the tide that particular day. I can just hear it now. Don't worry, honey. The car was just rocking in the wind. The gust is strong over the water and the beach. Moving on, this guy's only 5'3" and 27 years old, living in the United States. And he's decided to keep pushing through life no matter how many humiliations he has to face. Looks like it's time to take a trip to the Philippines, where the average male height is 5'4". Then again, this sounds like Prince's story, and he still succeeded in music and with the ladies. Number 23, don't you hate it when you receive a like on a dating app? and then they ask you to pay to see the unblurred blob that you actually matched with. The blurred feature in this case is doing everyone a favor. Congrats to Kevin for matching with Miss Alabama. But be careful and watch the Science Channel to see what happens to the male praying mantis. Up next, this Milwaukee woman was arrested after she used her child support money from three different men to go on vacation, while leaving her kids behind. Good thing they stopped her before she found a fourth victim and had a kid with them. Looks like these days for single mothers, nails, eyelashes, and new wigs are not enough anymore. The judge will probably still give her the kids, because odds are pretty good that at least one of the fathers is in and out of jail. Number 25 and the last one, looks like I spoke too soon, as Ukraine is now forcing teenage girls into the military. Zelensky sent his personal stylist to the front, and she was ended by the enemy. He probably sent her there because he wanted her boyfriend all to himself. Either that or she knew too much and he wanted to get rid of her. But to be fair, she wasn't doing a great job because she kept sending him out in a green jumper every day. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.